Having been involved in the legal system of the state of California in varying capacities, as well as to some degree the political process there, I'm often amused or curious about people, how people get to the point where they decide that they are eligible or should be elected President of the United States, that is, the Chief Executive Officer of the biggest organization in the world, the United States government. Of course, ego has a certain amount to do with this, and I guess you could say that the less experience you have or the less qualifications, the bigger the ego. When I look at the two present candidates that the Democrats put forth as their possible nominee for President of the United States, I scratch my head and say, why them? Is there nobody else in the Democratic Party that has a little bit more qualification, a little bit more experience or stature than these two candidates, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Hillary Clinton's sole claim to fame is that she was married for 30 years to a lying, unfaithful husband and a crooked politician. On the other hand, Barack Obama has nothing to talk about except a couple of years, I guess, as a U.S. senator, something I wasn't even aware of until he started this campaign. This is a race for the highest office in the country, and you would think that the Democrats could come up with somebody with a little more on the ball than these two. John McCain, at least, has a good war record. He fought for this country. He was a POW. He's a military hero. He's also had experience as a long-time experience as a senator from the state of Arizona. And far and away is much more qualified or experienced than the other two that I've mentioned. Fascination with Barack Obama is a sort of a phenomenon to me. He's been created by the press, really, and of course the press have a vested interest then in keeping him going and propping up his campaign. But what does anybody really know about Barack Obama? So I'm suggesting that it would seem to me that the Democratic Party could come up with somebody who has qualifications or experience that far exceed what Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama can point to. This is Buck Compton.